Time for a few good minutes with Terry O'Reilly. Now, Terry's president of Pricetex Corporation, but more importantly, Pricetex has been a sponsor at the Brockville Arts Center for a lot of years for their summer series. He joins me now. Good morning, Terry.
Morning, Bruce.
So I guess I was surprised the Arts Center didn't do a summer series, but I guess they're allowed to change projection because you've been a sponsor of it for so, I guess, from the start.
Yes. Actually, Bruce, it goes back to when the St. Lawrence Stage Company failed back in 2003. There was then talk of the city disposing of the Arts Center, and Peter Dunn came to us, and he was actually looking for a much smaller sponsorship at the time, and we just, that's when it all began, and we've been going, I guess, with unwavering support now for 20 years.
All right, so this year they didn't have a summer series, so Pricetex couldn't get involved.
No, but, and you know, Bruce, I think I've been doing these things with you for, if it's not 15 years, it's darn close to it, and this is probably the first time, and they're always about community things, and I think it's the first time I haven't been able to come upbeat, because I've got some concerns here. We talked about the summer series, and we were told that there was a new manager to the department, and some changes were getting made, but they would get back to me. Okay?
Okay.
And that's last year. And after all of these years of unwavering support of that art center, and we did it in other ways too, you know, initially when we started supporting the college, we set a condition for them, I think they were planning on using the art center anyway, that they had to perform there. The same thing with the Jazz Festival when we were supporting it, we insisted on a certain number of performances there. We have not had one word from City Hall. It's just like it dropped off. Now, I'm not complaining about the fact that we're not putting that money in because there's always a lineup of community needs. But it became stunning to me to learn of the hassling of two respected community organizations and all justified by financial issues and measurements. When sponsors were just dropped off like they never existed and were irrelevant. So I see the dichotomy there. As I say, Bruce, I'm stunned by that. And so now you're doing these financial issues with these organizations while dropping an entire revenue stream. I'm really very, very concerned about what's going on at City Hall. And I guess I'm having an impression here that the new department head maybe there's an ego problem here, and it's someone who wants to be the governor of arts and its organizations rather than its advocate and protector. Talking about the money and rents, it's always been understood that the Operatic Society and the Theater Guild had subsidized rent because they weren't just a tenant. They put bums in seats there for a lot of years. They put a culture in our community that very few have the luxury of. Pardon me for railing, but I think you can gather, as I mentioned, this is the first time I haven't been able to be upbeat when I'm talking to you. There's more. City Hall is behaving badly. I've learned from discussions with the people that, and I think one of your responders on Facebook mentioned that, Wayne Blackwell, I think, mentioned that this should be discussed collaboratively. Well, we should all understand that these people have asked three times to be able to make a delegation to council to bring their issues and their position forward. They've been refused, and they have been refused to get a reason why not. In addition, they have asked for what are these financial things, because it sounds like they're flawed to us, but can we see the financials? They've been refused that. And then more recently, even this week, they finally had a meeting set up with the head of the department and received a terse note canceling that meeting. I think it's without explanation and certainly without rescheduling. So it wasn't a schedule conflict. It appears to be a refusal to talk because this controversy is going on. So that's, you know, we at PriceTex, I think we were insulted and offended, but we were not loud. We didn't say much about it. But then when this has come up and you say you're letting an entire revenue stream go there and you're getting hard on these important community organizations that have been there a long time, and to me have established long ago their credibility and the role they play in the community, this does not add up. And it wouldn't be the first time that organizations use the financial ticket as the explanation for what they really want to do for their own opinions. And I don't think things should be working this way, and I hope that a lot of your listeners will see what's going on and will join in trying to get this corrected, because it does need to be corrected. And I don't mean to hurt any feelings, Bruce, but it appears to me that the mayor and council are either hiding behind staff on these issues or are allowing themselves to be terrorized or otherwise manipulated by staff. There needs to be a change of culture in City Hall. And I think we also need, this tells us, we need a code of staff conduct. There's a code of conduct for elected people, but this behavior and these organizations being treated so shabbily, I'm ashamed of it. So there's my one time in maybe nearly 15 years that I'm not upbeat.
Terry, thank you, and I understand the city has not yet responded and said, no, we appreciate you, but we're not going to use you.
There's not a word with us.
Okay.
Not a we appreciate you, not a word.
Thank you.
Not even a word. And, you know, if you change the programming and you don't want to do it anymore, someone might say, thanks for all your years of support, but we're going to do something differently. Then you have to wonder why, if you're going to do something differently, why aren't you asking us to continue to support that if you've got money issues?
Exactly. Terry, thank you for your time.
Good to talk to you, Bruce. I'm sorry I wasn't upbeat this time.
That's all right. Terry O'Reilly from PriceTex sharing his thoughts. What's going on at the Brockville Arts Center? For a few good minutes.